I think, yeah, that's been, that's, I mean, I've heard that criticism. I've been director of the Catholic Communications for Office of the Irish Bishops Conference for 3 years, and my predecessor, Father Martin Clark, was at the helm before that. And I think, I mean, I think there has been, there's a couple of issues that need to be addressed. A lot of that criticism has been levelled before, but from my experience, whenever spokespersons have been requested from print or broadcast agencies, we have always done our best to provide them, and for the most part have provided them, as well as relevant church spokespersons being available in their own right independently with their own relationships with the media, and the media know who to go to if they're looking for a particular comment or a soundbite for a story. So I think the difficulty has been that it's not so much that commentators have not been made available, but that a mixture of two things, and this isn't any group's fault, but that the particular message the church may want to propagate at times mightn't be palatable, it mightn't be the hard news story that news desks may wish to have. That's one issue. And secondly, questions that are put to the church or that are put to, for example, bishops for consideration, by their nature, don't exactly lend themselves to an immediate response. They have to be considered. There's a number of factors that might have to be taken into account, particularly in a moral issue, for example. And because of that consideration, that measured consideration that's required to give a good response rather than a response in haste, that's then interpreted as no comment being available, which isn't actually correct. So I suppose what we have here is a difference in cultures, one of the instantaneous news environment that we all live in now, and the reality that the Catholic Church, when it wishes to comment on a particular issue, wants to give the appropriate and best comment and not necessarily the fastest. So those two must be reconciled, I suppose. Those two different cultures have to be reconciled so that at the end of the day, the Catholic Church can fulfill its mission as an evangelizing force to spread the good news of the gospel, and the media must fulfill its mission to convey the news, I think, to people.
And yet a lot of people would say that, you know, at a time when the church had a much stronger hold in Ireland, that they were well able to communicate their message and that they were well able to get what they wanted out there.
Well, I mean, I think the church is still well able to communicate and well able to get its message out there. I don't think that's necessarily changed. And I think there's also a greater, that there's more... more time and more space, I think, has the church has been given to the church's position on various issues, because people want to know what the church's position is in particular areas that touch on people's lives, be it in relation to their family, in relation to moral issues, in relation to ethical issues. And I think the input of the Catholic Church is not only important, but it's pretty much demanded by the flock, that they wish to be led on particular issues. And that's a good thing, because it means that the church is fulfilling its obligation. But I think that times have moved on, and that the media itself was a very different animal, if that's the right word, a generation or two ago, where it interpreted news stories pretty much as they presented, with not the same level of editorial analysis that applies today. And also the media market was a much less competitive market, and so journalists could afford to give much greater time to news stories and to cover them strictly interpreted the way it's been presented by the various subjects. But nowadays there's greater demand on journalists by their editors, greater demand on editors in relation to time deadlines, and so the whole process has been sped up and is much more competitive. So I don't believe that it's particularly because the church has changed. I think society has changed in general. Of course, the church is part of that. And so the news environment in 2006 is a very different place than the one that existed in 1976, for example.
But is that not the crux of the problem, you know, that society has changed but that the church has stayed the same? I mean, is there not a need for the church now to catch up?
Well, I think strictly in relation to being able to deal with the media and to be able to be aware of the demands of the media, absolutely. But I believe the church is doing that as much and as good as any organisation that's out there that has a specific responsibility in relation to media liaison, to have a dedicated press force, a 24/7 open press office, which the church has and which other important organisations in Irish society has. So I think I say unashamedly, it's the objective of this office, the Catholic Communications Office, to be the most effective press office in the country, because I think to be any less isn't doing a service to the church or to the people that we're charged to do. So I'm aware of the importance and the demands that the modern 24/7 press environment presents. But at the same time, I don't think that it's important that the message, or indeed that what we wish to get out there and convey, ought to be compromised in one little bit, and that the core values of the church are the same that applied 30 years ago, 300 years ago, and 2,000 years ago, and they will continue to be applied. And if that takes more time, I think it's an issue of value judgments that need to be properly, absolutely properly represented. But it's about getting the quality message out there, not necessarily the quantity one, where just because the demands of the media are such that we have to be up there. I mean, I think the media must understand that there's a certain that there's constraints and compromise on both sides, only because we want to do an effective job, not because of any particular power play, which it might have been interpreted before that, well, the church isn't saying or is only saying what it is saying because it wishes to, you know, hold all the cards, as it were, on a particular issue. That's not what it's about. It's about getting the right message out there, rather than just getting one out there, as I said before, in haste.